about your boy David Price?
He was good.
How about David Price? He was better than good. David Price last night, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Game of his life. I don't know how you can argue it any other way.
Yeah. For him, yes. And Red Sox lore, no. Yes, for David Price for that moment, yes. Absolutely. Got the monkey off his back last night. He said it. I don't have to answer the questions in spring training now, which is great for him. The dude ain't going anywhere. Hey, if he could pitch like that, the rest of his time here will be great. Great.
Well, for right now, it's great for David Price.
Yeah.
Because last night, he was so much better than what anybody expected.
On 3 days rest for the first time in 10 years, I mean, that's you couldn't ask anything more from him.
Really six good. Scoreless innings. That to have said that a day ago sounded insane.
Yeah, expecting him to go about four innings last
give
night
me a break.
At max.
He went six scoreless. He went through that lineup. He mixed his pitches. He used his changeup more.
What the hell did he find?
Pounded
the night
the inner half of the plate against righties.
Yep, called
pinpoint
it.
Control with that fastball when needed.
Like, I never pitched, so I don't understand the intricacies of it. But he talks about, at that level, you find out something in the bullpen the night before. Yeah, I tweaked something, and found, you know, this is what allowed me to do
that. Yeah, use the changeup more.
Really?
He figured like, that one out.
He's
a different pitcher when he does.
And maybe it's a mental glitch that you figure out. I don't know. But credit to him. Maybe it's the rake.
And he did all the breathing and all the looking up to the sky. And
he was laboring. He was laboring.
No. It's nerves.
Well,
he does all the breathing exercises in between pitches. And
it's focus, Beetle. It's concentration.
No. Oh, the freak Verlander does the three thing. What do you have? Three tabs of butter on his toast?
Right. Get that
he kissed Kate
zen.
Upton three times before he left the ball for the ballpark.
It's that moment of zen, and then he throws the pitch. And last night when he was throwing the pitches, he was throwing them well. That's what he was doing. He was awesome. He was absolutely awesome. And he, you know, now gets all that crap off his back.
Is it all off? I think he needs one more really good start in the World Series.
I think based on his post-game, he knows that.
You can't say
that. He took the high road last night. Good for him. Smart.
You just can't say that David Price is going to automatically melt down in the playoffs now. Can't
no,
do that.
No.
And that's
no.
what it was.
But
so that thing is gone.
Is his... did he settle all family business with Red Sox fans last night?
If they win the whole thing, yes.
It's going to last a while.
If they win the whole thing, he contributed to them winning the whole thing, yes. That's the way I'll think of it.
He beat Verlander on the road in their stadium.
I don't think
he
it's all settled
Verlander
yet,
in the road in their stadium.
Yeah, it's settled. It's going to be a while before people get on him again.
But what Zoe just said, he outpitched Verlander in their park.
But was that game seven? See, that's not a game seven
film.
It does matter.
A little bit.
They're up 3-1. It's not that much pressure.
I think it's okay to consider the amount of pressure that he was under.
Yeah, it wasn't a game seven, but that's not the. That's not what guys. How often does that opportunity come up?
You just said.
How often is that the scenario?
But when you're
nobody expected it.
You're up 3-1. You
like that's your bitch about it today that it wasn't a game seven?
No, it's not a bitch.
Not a bitch. It's a fact.
If people are trying to take something away from that performance,
close to the game five.
Because I heard it before the game even happened last night. It's like it's a low pressure situation. This is perfect for him. It's still the ALCS, and it's still Verlander getting the ball every time you relinquish the ball to end your half of the inning.
See, this is where I disagree.
And it's still against a really good team, so I think there was plenty of pressure.
He's got the pressure of his past.
Yeah, ghosts.
Okay? Oh. He's got the pressure of all the failures that have come before last night. That's the pressure that he deals with every single time he goes out. That pressure is probably more than anything else. I mean, he has to deal with that every single time he goes out in the playoffs. That existed. There's pressure on David Price every time he pitches. And there was last night. And he came through in a huge spot against a guy who I thought would have mowed down the Red Sox the way he did the first time around in this series.
Yep. And based on the stories of Chris Sale walking around drinking a bottle of Pedialyte, you have no clue what that guy would have given you on Saturday if he needed to start.
Right. So add that into the
Price
pressure.
In a way also bailed your ass out.
He knows whatever is going on with Chris Sale. He knows the current condition and whether or not he would have been able to give you his best on Saturday. And if he's walking around drinking Pedialyte, something tells me he's still not good.
That's a huge part of the equation. He gets an extra 3 days rest.
Yeah.
Sale does, going into the World Series. That's
you
why you
push him back to game
winning
two
the
or
World
three.
Series, yes.
Yeah, he doesn't have to be your game one starter now. Yeah.
I just think it's really hard to find a complaint about David Price last night in any way, shape, or form.
Almost. You want to give the guy the ball excellent. In game one? I'd give the guy the ball in game one.
He was excellent. And after the game, he said all the things that you'd want him to say.
He was smart.
That it wasn't enough.
He could have gloated. He could have, F you, you know, do the old Ted Sarandis thing that I did, stick that one where the sun doesn't shine. All you fans have counted me out.
Honestly, I wouldn't have minded if he did. But he didn't. He didn't even go that way.
I heard a fairy. There was a fairy.
It's my phone.
Oh.
When you pitch the way that you did last night, if you're David Price, you get to say F you to anybody you want. He didn't. I don't think that's who he is. I don't think he's an angry guy. He doesn't pitch angry. That's not his style.
That's true.
But if he had told everyone to go bleep themselves, I wouldn't have blamed him. That's it. This is your moment. You get to do it.
He was enjoying it, you know, up on the edge, right there on the railing at the end of the game. You're like, where you get the little gif of him saying, post that. Why don't you post that one?
You know, oh, to Bregman.
The night before.
You
know, the night before, he's flexing in the thing. And he's walking around. He's kicking something out in the bullpen. And didn't really kick anything, but he showed you a little motion. And like, okay, maybe we're starting to get it here.
Yeah, he became a very likable guy, at least for one night. Everybody likes David Price today. Everybody.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like David Price today? Admit it, Hardy. You like him today.
I like that performance. I liked what he did.
Yes.
Personally, why do I like him?
Because
today?
He's had a great 24 hours, and he's been a very likable individual in that 24
Hardy's
hours.
Hardy's not taking a bite that people change over time.
That doesn't mean you won't dislike him in the future, but
he hasn't given me anything to dislike him in the last 24 hours. That's the whole issue still going forward with this Red Sox team. Name the guys on it that you really like. This is what we talked about way earlier in the season when they were on their historic pace.
But like a Bill.
They're really good team and they're talented, but how many of the guys on the team do you really, really like?
Well, I believe over the last couple of weeks, I don't think that they were, you know, we've talked about it during the season. They were not a team that you had any reason to dislike, right? You had nothing to hate about them or dislike about them. They didn't have anybody there that you said, I don't really like that guy. Maybe Price at times, obviously. That's been going on since he got here. But I think this team has become a lot more likable over the last couple of weeks.
Oh, winning will do wonders for that.
Of course it will.
And Jackie Bradley Jr. Being the MVP of the series will make a lot of people forget about what a dink he was to Eckersley. But I don't forget that stuff. I'm like, I know deep down like who these guys really are sometimes. I'm not taking anything away from them and continue to root for them. It's fun to watch a team play at an historic pace. But once you get beyond a handful of guys that I think everybody, like, what are you going to say about Mookie Betts? I mean, that guy is ridiculously likable. Of course, everybody likes Mookie Betts. Andrew Benintendi.
But to his point, Mookie was the only guy all year where everybody said, okay, that's the guy you go above and beyond. That's the guy that brings it, man, that you could say, boy, I love that guy. Like the likability factor. Other than that, you had to argue everybody else.
Put David Price in that category.
Cora's made this entire team likable.
He has made himself likable. And he has an opportunity to add to this when he pitches in the World Series. If he does it again, everything is water under the bridge, Hardy.
Does it again in the series,
it's all in the past.
Fine, I'll like him.
We won't bring it up anymore.
He's John Lackey if he does it again.
Who promptly wanted to leave town, John Lackey.
Right.
Who said I wanted?
Did and continued to pitch well when he left.
When did the beard go gray? He got that little overnight, I don't know. That gray beard just popped up. He wasn't gray all year.
Okay. It's the stress of the postseason.
He was great. He was absolutely great last night. That was fun to watch. Every single pitch that he threw in that game could have been a tie game. It could have been the Astros taking the lead. It wasn't like the Red Sox spotted him five runs out of the gate. He was pitching in a one-run game. Just the pressure of that situation. Yeah. The pressure of that taking the mound every inning. There was plenty of pressure last night. Don't tell me there was no pressure on David Price because it was game five.
What was the interview
with
Hinch?
And they were up 3-1.
What was the interview with Hinch? Was that third inning where it's still 1-0 game and he's talking about, now the anxiety of that elimination and that tight one-run game.
Playing from behind.
Yeah.
Don't get tight because you're playing from behind.
Everybody in that stadium was tight. Everybody.
617-779-0985. We're going to get to all your calls. On the Red Sox winning the ALCS, they're on to the World Series starting Tuesday night at Fenway Park. 617-779-0985. David Price was brilliant last night. Brilliant! How do you not like him today? We'll continue on that and some of the other stuff that happened in last night's game and some of the things that were said after the game. A lot to get to on this Friday. Don't go anywhere.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Oh.
ready to go. I mean, I talked to him when we got here to Houston in the off day, and the chance of him starting game five. He's up to the challenge. He gave us a chance to win the ball game, and that's what we're looking forward to tonight.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified.
David Price.
Well, I don't think we've ever seen a starting pitcher prepare for his start, much like David Price did yesterday in the bullpen.
Found something in the bullpen last night, and it kind of carried over to today.
As he takes a call, strike three. David Price has excellent command to start. And a ground ball to Bogarts. And David Price gets that shutdown inning.
Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? Oh, now I will survive.
David Price, hold him for as long as you can. And I know you hate to hear that. And allow your team to be pesky.
Mariznick, right off the end of the bat. Price fields it. Throws it low, dug out, and it's in time. What a play. Price is a huge story developing, and a swing and a miss. It's his ninth strikeout for David Price. That is a new career postseason high.
And I'm sure David Price has mountains and mountains of crow to dish out, because he finally has his moment as a starter in the postseason.
David Price last night for the Red Sox pitches them right into the World Series. Rafael Devers with a home run. Love that kid. He needs to play every freaking game. I don't ever want to see Nunez ever again. I really don't. You know,
I want to see
thought.
Him after
you
the World Series smoking a cigar again like he was last night. That's what I want to see.
These are my thoughts on that situation. Not a fan of Nunez. Love Devers. That's how it breaks down for me. Yes. And he came up as a guy who was a bit of a hero in last night's game as well. Although David Price is certainly the story and the reason the Red Sox were in a position to win that game last night. 617-779-0985. Donovan in Kansas on the phones. Donovan.
Hey, guys. I just want to start off by saying start last night was great. It was awesome to watch. It was really fun. But he's not fully forgiven. He needs to win the World Series. If he pitches, you know, four innings and lets up three runs, I'm not going to be really too happy. And I think you start him game three, not game two. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Okay, very good. If he wins, it's all forgotten. But even if he doesn't, you've still got to factor this in. This is still a factor. I don't think this is going to go anywhere. Because there's no debate about how he pitched and played last night. There isn't. It's not like we can sit here and say, was he good? Was he not good? That doesn't exist today. This isn't a debate. He was great last night. So you can't ever somehow, you know, down the road with revisionist history say, was that start all that great? No. The start was great. And there's no way around that for anybody that wants to put him down going forward.
He's in the one lone real sport where you look at the sample size of things and you can break it down, whether it's three at bats, whether it's five at bats, whether it's 200 at bats. But the guy's pitched 12 times in the playoffs, and there's his night last night. And that's the problem, is the sample size. He's pitched a lot in the playoffs and hasn't really risen to the occasion. There's your first. Now you string a couple together, that's when it's forgotten. That's when it's forgiven.
Mo is in the truck. Hey, Mo. Hey, Mo.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, Mo.
Hey.
Well, Nick. Hey.
Go ahead, Mo.
Hey.
Hey.
I want to let you guys know you got a great show.
Thank you.
I want to say this. Chris Sale said this about 8 weeks ago. He said he was on the best team on the planet, and everybody, you know, gave him all kinds of crap for it.
Bingo. Yeah.
But last night was a great example of why he's on the best team on the planet. He didn't have to do everything to make them win. You know, he didn't have to go in there. He didn't have to pitch on a stomach virus, and he had to go in there and all that stuff. David Price went and pitched lights out for six innings, and everybody still want to give him crap. He's going to the World Series for Boston. What's going on? I'll sit back and listen.
Okay, Mo, good points there. Here's the thing about Chris Sale saying he's on the greatest team on the planet. Yeah, he said it like 8 weeks ago when he hadn't won jack. Now if you're making the case that you're the greatest team on the planet, you've got a lot to build that case on, quite a bit, over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So I don't regret criticizing those comments at the time at all.
We sit here and criticize guys like Jalen yes. Ramsey. They run smack talk, and you walk the walk, and you really you talk the talk, but you haven't really walked the walk yet.
Do you know what's happened since two different teams have trolled the Red Sox?
Undefeated.
You know what's happened? They kick your ass.
Yeah. Keep your mouth shut.
Alex Bregman wants to keep posting stuff on Instagram. Guess what happened? He lost every game after he did that.
Aaron Judge
wanted to play New York, walking through Fenway Park. You know what happened? Didn't win another game.
And the nice thing about that, both of those, and when you close them out, were both in their cities. You did it on the road. You went and swept their ass on the road.
Last night, the trash talking that the Red Sox did was only in response to what Bregman had done.
That's
I don't know
if
you caught David Price, but he was screaming at him over the railing of the dugout. Post that. Why don't you post this? Why don't you get your camera out? Get a good picture. You know, why don't you take a video of this?
I thought Price wasn't on social media anymore.
Okay. He doesn't need to be on social media to know about that post.
How would he even know about it?
He does not need to be on social media to know about that post. And Alex Cora clearly is aware of what's being said and talked about as it relates to his team. He even mentioned last night that he was watching MLB Network yesterday before the game, and they were saying things about David Price, and he thinks that the guy he was watching is on WFAN, which I'm guessing he's talking about Mad Dog.
Yeah.
I'm guessing he saw Mad Dog and he was ripping Price and he didn't like it.
Yeah.
So he saw that. He knows about the social media stuff. You know, he might tell you that he's not, I don't know what's going on with Aaron Judge. They all knew.
See, that's the best thing.
It's sort of been revealed that Dustin Pedroia was getting everybody fired up about the Aaron Judge thing.
And the best thing about, and one of the most underplayed things about Cora that people really don't talk about is he's so close to his playing days that still is in him. That's still in your blood. You know, they're still buddy-buddy with Pedroia. You play with Pedroia. So, okay, and he's in Pedroia's here. Yeah, you know, I can't do it. I'm the skipper now. I got to act it. But, yeah, get these guys going. It pissed me off, too.
But on Mo's
you would never see Farrell react in that manner.
Mo's other point about this team was that Chris Sale didn't need to be his best in this series, and the rest of the team picked him up. And that sort of relates to his original comment. You know, are you concerned? No, because I'm on the best team in the world. So that part of it is true. And you know that I was talking a few days ago about when you have a team that feels like a championship team, you get these contributions from places you don't expect to get them from.
It's Pierce. It's JBJ. Holt.
I believe in that. I believe that when you have championship teams somewhere along the way, you're getting major contributions from guys that are not expected to provide that. And, you know, we had callers mentioning Mark Bellhorn for the Red Sox. And you go through all the championship teams in Boston, you can point out guys along the way that helped whatever team it is, any team in this town that's won a championship in the last couple of decades, you can remember and recall the contributions you got from lower level players on the roster.
Yeah, but
in this series, JBJ,
and it could be
Devers,
a mix.
The bottom third of your lineup coming through the way that it did. That has a championship feel to it.
Sure.
That's how I feel about this team.
And it's even a guy like Price. Even a guy like Price that's overpaid the contract is what it is. But like, you don't think JD Drew is overpaid, but you don't forget that home run. There are moments.
All right. Well, JD Drew is not a good example of that, though.
No.
JD Drew is a big free agent signing who got paid a boatload of cash to come here.
Yep. But you really don't
remember. I'm talking about
that moment in a championship where you hit a home run, and that's the reason you win the damn thing. And Price could have that type of moment to what you're saying about there's a mix of those championship teams where you have high level guys that maybe didn't play to their level, but then they have that one moment. And then you got guys you never would count on that step up and have a moment like Pierce did the other night. Pierce, midseason acquisition. You know, all of a sudden, you catch fire with this team, and you know it permeates through that guy too. That's what's impressive. Holt's been around here. You know he's solid. Guy's a solid player.
All star.
All star.
Yeah. All star.
Good player.
All star.
Good solid player. Put him in anywhere, and he doesn't crap his pants. Everyday player, probably not. All star.
617-779-0985. Dave is in Haverhill today. Hi, Dave.
What's up, guys?
Hi.
My call is going to be contingent on the small sample size, the tiniest sample size of David Price. 3 days rest, man. Dude, he put us there. He has mad talent. And I don't think the Astros are in his head. I mean, you guys, you know, analyze it far more than I. And I'll just leave it on 2 points. The fact that he went in, pitched 6 innings, looked well, we got a rest till, I mean, who we ever kicked the snot out of, whether it be Milwaukee or the Dodgers, And you know what? I'll give the guy props. He has been belabored, but he has talent. And I mean, assholes weren't in his head. Yankees were. And you know what? I don't think Milwaukee's or the Dodgers will be. Thanks, guys. Have a great show.
Okay. So David Price is, I guess, not winning the mental wars because they weren't in his head. But I don't think it matters. This wasn't about the Astros last night. David Price went to the mound with the weight of all of his previous failures, as he has done every time he's gone out and started. And he did it in a spot where he had to know what the situation was with Chris Sale for Saturday. The fact that he's walking around still drinking Pedialyte does not speak well of where he's at.
Pedialyte's pretty good, though.
Yeah, when you're hungover.
Yeah, Gatorade on steroids. It's good.
I'm sorry?
I can drink it with ice. It's like Gatorade on steroids.
Oh, Gatorade on steroids.
Yes. Yeah. Gatorade on steroids.
I thought you said Gatorade or steroids.
Like, no, oh, wait, it's like Gatorade on steroids. It's like high-octane Gatorade. Mm. Tastes good. I like the orange stuff on ice.
Mm. I wouldn't say that it tastes good, but it's necessary if you've been...
I like the bottle it comes in.
If you've been puking.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've been dehydrating good stuff. Yourself.
Yeah.
It's great for a hangover.
Yeah, stick it right in that vein.
Yeah.
Upside down.
Yeah. I got a friend who stocks it.
Does he?
Yeah, yeah. It's
that's a problem.
Like, you open up the linen closet or something there, and the bathroom, there it is.
Mm, freeze pops are good,
kitchen
too.
Kitchen pantry. Mm. Oh, I got 6 or 7 bottles of Pedialyte up there.
Your kids are still young. You probably got the freeze pops in your freezer.
Like regular freeze pops?
No, what do you mean? They have Pedialyte freeze pops.
Oh, no.
Oh, they're
no.
so good.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No. You obviously.
Kind of salty.
Yeah, it's very salty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The freeze pops. You think you're getting a regular
freeze pop. No, I'm just saying the Pedialyte in general has a salty taste to
it. But you get the popsicles or whatever they are. What do you call them? The freeze pops. The freeze pops. You think, oh, yeah, I think go for a freeze pop, and you don't really look at it. Turns out to be a Pedialyte one. It's like, oh, it's like a pretzel.
You like salty things.
Yeah.
You want something?
Get your head lower.
What?
What did he say?
Take care of that throat for Sunday's game? I'll take care of you.
What time's that party?
Party's right now, dollface. Come here.
Hardy and Zoe are going to kill each other by the end of the day.
No.
Hardy has headlines.
It's been a long week.
Get you caught up. We'll continue with your Red Sox calls football card at 10:50.
Sports Hub headlines.
We're going to get calls. Red Sox are headed to the World Series. David Price, 6 shutout innings, 3 hits, no walks, 9 strikeouts for manager Alex Cora.
David is above command. And from the get-go, he had it. Velocity was up. He used his changeup a lot early in the game, a lot different than the first part. And I do feel for whatever people thought about David outside the clubhouse. He threw the ball well.
They'll play either the Brewers or the Dodgers. L.A. is up 3-2 in the NLCS. Game 6 is tonight in Milwaukee. The World Series begins Tuesday night at Fenway Park. Bruins lost again last night in the second night of back-to-backs, this time 3-2 in overtime to the Oilers in Edmonton. They'll take on Vancouver tomorrow as the road trip continues. Celtics play the Raptors tonight. Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell have the pregame starting at 7:30 right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
What's going on?
Zolak and Bertrand continues.
Hey!
On 98.5, The Sports Hub. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5, The Sports Hub app.
Now we have an MVP award to give out. He is arriving on stage. He is Jackie Bradley Jr., and he is your ALCS MVP. Please, take this. This is for you, my friend. Congratulations.
Bryce.
Jackie Bradley Jr. worked the walk last night. He was 0-for-3 in the game, but he is your ALCS MVP. Well-deserved award. Hey, came up in some big spots, did some big damage, do damage.
Did you suck on that bag of
rocks,
Jones?
By the way, I got some thoughts on the do damage thing. I got some thoughts on that.
Okay.
We'll get to it later. I don't want to bog us down with that right now. Actually, it's not just about...
Why don't you just air it out now?
Well, no, it's not just about the Red Sox, because I want to talk about JBJ. It's about other... Every team has got one of these slogans.
Yeah.
I think MLB, big swing and a miss on this. We'll get to that later.
What was the Astros?
Get to that later.
Something, do it again or...
Never settle.
Never settle.
Never settle was theirs.
It's like playoff caliber.
Jackie Bradley Jr. wins the ALCS MVP last night. And Hardy's not forgiving him for his weaselly move with Eck last year. He's not letting that one go. He's still holding that against him. He is someone that we discussed yesterday. Would you give him in a trade right now for a decent eighth inning setup guy?
Like that.
We all said yes. We then were asked about the World Series. What will we do in the World Series? And I said I would promptly put him on the bench.
And put J.D. Martinez
and put J.D. Martinez in the outfield.
I mean, right, but yeah. Mookie to center. Yeah,
yeah, Mookie's in center, like, J.D.'s in right, and
like that.
JBJ to the bench.
Yep, sit down.
Yep. He's the first guy you put on the bench out of those four.
But that's what's great about this team. You know, like Brock Holt hits for the cycle. You don't play the next day because when we're going with what we do. You know, it's you have a role.
So after everything sort of settles last night, you had your initial podium conference, and Brian Anderson with Alex Cora, with everybody there in the locker room. Then they went to the podium later on, and so Alex Cora talked about Jackie Bradley Jr.
He's a big part of our club. You know what he brings defensively. Now you have to think about it in the World Series, but whatever. You know, we'll make the decision when we have to. But he's amazing, and the way he was hitting the ball at that time. You know, hitting the ball hard.
The manager just confirmed for us what he's going to do. He's going to bench Jackie Bradley Jr. in the World Series.
He's already telling you. He's ahead of the question before the question even comes out.
And by the way, that was
smart.
That was in the clubhouse.
Smart.
There was so much last night to keep track of.
That was with Johnny, yeah.
Yeah, that's with Johnny Miller.
That was a busy podium, jeez.
You can't take him out of the lineup. I'm not going to say take him out.
Play it again, in case people didn't pick up on that the first go-around.
Before you ask it, Johnny.
He's about to say, I can't take... Oh, wait, well, we'll see.
He's a big part of our club, you know, what he brings defensively. Now you have to think about it in the World Series.
You can't take, I mean, oh, well, now we got to think about the World Series. Yeah. Ooh, forgot
about
that.
That's different. That's different.
That's a different thing. That's a World Series thing.
Yeah, see that Martinez ball get out? That's what could happen every time he swings. So that's why that guy needs to be in the lineup. Yeah.
Dan Shaughnessy is going to join us at 11 from Houston. He's going to take a victory lap because he called this yesterday.
He sure did.
People. He called this.
And nobody believed it. But
I challenged him on him calling it, saying, stop it. You just say this every time. You're going to keep saying this until it comes true. And he said, no, this is the spot. This is the spot for Price. And it happened. So we'll talk to Dan at 11.
We're going to let Dan take a victory lap.
Yeah, he was in the clubhouse, though, last night. He's talked to a lot of the guys. Well, Dan's a good source on baseball. 617-779-0985. Jack in Foxborough. Hey, Jack.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Jack. What's up?
Hey, so what does it take for this Bregman guy to stop running his mouth already? I mean, he lost three straight at home. He was hitless the last two games. I get it. He's a great third baseman. But after the game, I don't know if you heard what he said.
Did not.
He wasn't even approached on this topic. He basically offered up, did the best team win? Well, I don't know about that. I mean, take the L and sit down and shut up. You lost three straight at home, and you were hitless the last two games. I mean, when is this guy going to
stop? I think that's a normal reaction.
Loser.
They know they're a good team.
Cocky SOB.
He's Marchand. Yeah, we love Brad Marchand, but we don't like it when it's on another team.
He's a great player, though.
He's damn good.
Yeah, terrific player.
And he probably, for anybody going into this series, I mean, didn't everybody think that all around, top to bottom, everything in black and white on paper, Houston had the better team?
But you sound like an idiot when you do that.
Right.
But that's, you sound like an idiot
that's
when
what
you
happens.
Lose, and you're saying you're not sure if the better team.
Dude, you just lost three straight at home.
It's so easy
back
to say.
That's stupid.
And nobody would call you out in virtually any circumstance for being on the losing side and just saying, best team won. And just get on with it, right? I don't know. Shut up. It's such an easy thing to do. It's such an easy way. You don't even have to save face. You're the defending World Series champion, and you went to the ALCS the following year. It's fine. No one's going to kill you for what happened to you guys. You lost to a team that won 108 regular season games. You got swept at home. It doesn't look great. You know what you say? Best team won.
Even if you feel like you didn't play
it's
as well
simple.
As you should have, you can say that. I don't feel like we played our best. And
right.
As a result, they're moving on and we're not.
Right.
We got to regroup. Try and get back here next year.
That dude's prickly, like, though. I mean, that's what those dudes run on. Some guys need that. Like Marchand needs that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
He ain't going to change.
No, I don't think the best team won.
I don't know about that.
It's pretty convincing.
Showstros. They put you in primetime. You got your ass kicked.
That's a good point, yeah. There's your three straight games in primetime,
all this primetime you bitched about. Here you go. Now you're in primetime.
Now everybody knows.
Primetime, not so friendly to the Showstros this year.
Showstros. That's so stupid.
Showstros.
I love that. But the best thing about, you know, winning in the other building, too, is when you close people on the road, the crowd shots.
Despair.
Hands on her head.
Since it's been a whole 12 months since they won the World Series.
I paid so much for these tickets.
Lee is in Northampton. Lee.
Oh, God.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
What's up?
I just wanted to congratulate JBJ. You know, he's a Fenway favorite because of his defensive ability, and to see him go to the ALCS and get MVP because of his bat is just amazing. You know, it couldn't have worked out better. Second of all, the earlier caller said that he hadn't forgiven David Price. There's nothing to forgive there. We knew what we were getting when we got him. He was the best available at the time. We had the money to spend, and we had to do it to outbid everybody. Just accept him for who he is. He did great last night. Take the W. No need to forgive him.
What?
I feel you.
I don't know what the take was there. Accept him for who he is.
Yeah.
Accept him for how he pitched last night is the right answer there. Like him for how he pitched last night.
And
like him until he gives you a reason not to.
And accept him for...
what I would say.
And when you rip him when it's bad, and when he's petulant and, you know, not good to people, you get ripped for it. But when you pitch the way you did and you handle it, more importantly, I think post-game the way you did, double credit to him.
I don't know if you caught this last night, but when his team and his manager was talking to Brian Anderson during the trophy presentation... Did you see the reaction when he mentioned David Price and the way the team reacted to David Price finally having this breakthrough last night? It seemed pretty genuine.
Well, they know it. I mean, that's one thing that has not been debated, whether you're in or out on Price, is that these guys like him and they rally around him.
And I'm not sure if you noticed this, but
they know what's said about him.
Alex Cora was scanning the room for David Price. Wasn't in there. He was out in the hallway with his family, with the wife and the baby. Missed it. And I said, that is so David Price. That is so David Price.
Astros dad.
He's got the whole room, you know, room and his manager tipping their cap to him and breathing this sigh of relief and celebration for him.
David Price, and he missed it today.
Yeah.
You mentioned.
That's just his teammates.
David Price.
That sounds like he's in a stadium. That's just his teammates cheering in the locker room for him. He missed it. He wasn't there for it. He was out in the hallway. Came back later on.
From the core too. I'm telling one of the bat boys, hey, before we leave here, run out in that bullpen, get that rake. Get that rake. We're putting it on a plane. We're taking it back to Boston, and we're going to pass that rake around.
The rake.
And whatever we're going to do before his next time he's on 3 days rest, or you know, if he needs it, we're sending him out in that damn bullpen. Tell him to start raking. Just get his mind right.
617-779-0985. The football card is coming up next. We're going to get to it quickly, and
Tom,
hopefully we'll be able to get more Red Sox calls in before we talk to Dan Shaughnessy. Don't go anywhere.
You're leaving now. It's in your eyes.
Time now for the football card. This time every week, give you the five picks from this show. You ready?
I'm ready.
To go quick this week.
This is easy.
This is a baseball week.
Make money.
Sorry, Patriots. This is a baseball week.
Yeah.
It's going to be a couple more baseball weeks like this.
Yeah, don't come in, Phil Perry.
He's coming in. 12:20 time. 12:20.
Okay.
And RJ will be with us at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, he's square.
Yeah. So let's go. Let's get the picks. I'm going to go right now.
Go.
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 Kansas City Chiefs are back-to-back Sunday night football games. This week they're at home against Cincinnati. I don't think Cincinnati wants any of that. Give me KC.
KC
minus 7.
Like that.
I hope KC... Well, I don't hope this. I think KC will smoke them.
I'm rooting for Cincinnati.
I'd love to root for Cincinnati, yeah, which I will. I don't care about the bet. I'll lose the bet.
Seven's a lot.
But if I'm telling you,
I care about the bet.
If I'm telling you what I think is going to happen, my brain tells me Kansas City's going to run away with this one.
Okay,
that's what I think.
I'm just glad
Cincinnati's been
up.
Playing well. They don't want none of KC at KC on a Sunday night at Arrowhead.
Bounce back,
coming off a loss.
Bounce back.
No way.
Angry.
Okay,
that's an angry team.
All right, I like that one. Minus seven.
I just like we got the music back for Tom's sucky pick.
Yeah.
You want Tom to go next?
No, I want us to go.
No, okay. I don't
want
to ruin it.
Let's move. Zoe.
Pats minus three.
Yeah, no problem. I like that one a lot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Something ain't right there. Something ain't right.
Yeah, I like the Patriots in this one.
Don't think about it too much.
They will be so much better prepared for this game than anything. Uncle, you know, whatever his name there.
They have a one on the road.
Name some names. Nagy names.
Mitch Stump. Dom Broach.
Tubby Raymond.
Yep.
Here's my pick.
Uncle Nick, my high school coach. Jim Stouch.
Got it. Michigan State.
Oh,
noon
boy.
Tomorrow.
Little brother.
In East Lansing, yeah.
You know what
Michigan is? The big brother DB. He's like Derek and Step Brothers.
He's Chet.
Yeah.
Chet from Weird
Total
Science.
DB. The big brother's been beat 8 of the last 10 times these two teams have played. Michigan is a 7-point favorite going into East Lansing.
You're Wyatt.
Take your 7 points and stick them where the sun don't shine, and I'll take MSU on the money line.
Hey, Wyatt.
If you guys want to back me up on this, our 5 units, instead of paying $125, would pay $215. Now, if you want to chicken out and take the 7 points, that's fine.
No. I think we should seriously do this because I watch Michigan State, Penn State. They kicked Penn State's ass in Penn State, which is not easy to do.
They're in East Lansing.
I'm in. Good coach. I'm in on this. I'll take little brother. Hey, Wyatt, why are your grandma and grandpa catatonic in the closet?
Do you want those 7 points?
Yes.
Damn it.
I want the points.
All right. We'll take Michigan State plus 7, but
yeah.
Okay.
We're going to hedge. We're going to hedge. We're going to take them on the money line. We're going to cover this and a bunch of other bets, too.
Oh,
come on. Let's do it. Let me be the hedgehog this week.
T-Bone, what do you got?
Well, it's all for naught because of Hardy's pick. That's a terrible pick.
Jesus Christ.
Terrible pick.
What do you know? Because you went to 2 Michigan games. Do you think you're a Wolverine fan? You're,
yeah.
That girlfriend of yours has you all sorts of twisted.
Did you eat at the Ann Arbor Diner like I told you?
Did you go to the little brown jug? Did you have some nice pints of craft beer?
Ugh. I hate that whole town. Everything about it.
Yeah, you're jealous.
The stupid campus. Jealous of what?
Jealous you didn't go to Ann Arbor.
I didn't want to go there.
My kid's going to go there. Hope Harbaugh's will be gone.
All right.
Hope you don't mind him bringing home.
Any day now, T-Bone.
What he brings home.
Shut up, you two.
Get a full ride.
A lot of hair.
Let's go.
All right, I've been hearing a lot about this UMass Coastal Carolina game.
Oh, really?
Hairy legs.
A lot of it.
From 3:30 kick.
Yep.
866 UMass TIX.
That's right.
Parents weekend out there, too.
That's right.
Big tailgate.
Joe's heading out to Amherst today.
Tailgate.
We're going
Mark Whipple's back off the suspension.
Nice.
Under
good spot.
Good spot. I like the spot.
I like the spot.
Like the spot.
Under 71.5 in that game.
I don't hate that. I like it.
That might be your best pick of the year.
Good pick, Tom. I like that one.
I'm going Alabama's game against Tennessee, over 58.5. The overlines, they weren't catching up to them. Last week... They went to 73. I stayed away from it. Tua got hurt in the first half. They went under.
Yeah.
Tua's going to play this week. It's only 58.5.
You haven't missed a pick all year, right, Jim?
6-0.
Jim is 6-0 this year.
Okay.
Why don't you just do everybody's picks?
So if you just want to listen to Jim, that might be your best way.
I should listen to myself. I haven't listened to myself.
Oh, no skin in the game.
Could have made some money, Jim. You could have made money all year long. Just keep doubling down.
It's bad luck when I pick my own picks.
So what are we doing? 5 units for $125?
That's all right. There we go. Yes, and we're done.
Excellent.
Get through that somewhat scar-free.
And our system's back working. So that's
good. Wow! Look at that. All came together.
Music played.
All came together there in a matter of just minutes. Jeff is in Dalton. Hey, Jeff.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
All right. So bear with me here. I'm a little concerned about what's going to happen in the future if Price pitches well in the World Series.
Why?
My logic here is you're watching 2018 go along, and I hated Price. And I'm saying he's pitching well,
fair,
pitching good enough. He's going to opt out. Maybe there'll be a taker. Somebody's going to pay him $31 million, and then he's off our books. We don't have to worry about it. Now, after last night, I'm sitting there watching, and I'm saying to myself, what are we going to do? He pitches well in the World Series. All of a sudden, do you want him to walk away?
You mean if he opts out? What do you do?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Let him walk.
Let me ask you a question.
Bye.
How do you think the market is for big time front-end pitchers right now? You watch any
are
of these games?
Him big time?
How far did Verlander go? No, my overall point is there might not be a market for these guys based on how you can win in the postseason.
Oh, I disagree.
Get through four or five?
Yeah, I disagree.
Patchwork it? This guy, nobody in that game turns down the type of money that's left on the table. He ain't opting out. He's never going to opt out.
Because you don't think someone's going to pay him $31 million to walk away? I mean, he doesn't want to walk. No. He doesn't want to be here.
Who's going to pay him more than what he's making here? Nobody.
You're saying nobody.
Nobody until he's done with this contract.
I don't know. If he pitches well in the World Series, you can make an argument that there's going to be a team out there saying, no, an NL team, he's a stud on an NL team. He's a number one guy if he pitches well in the World Series.
I still think that he's taking a pay cut. He's 33. He's got the elbow issue.
Yeah.
I still think that it would be a pay cut, but he may minimize the pay cut with how he pitches over the next week. Last night, plus a great World Series start.
I mean, the talk was Red Sox would trade him and eat the money. Like, you would have to be proactive. He ain't going to opt out. He's not opting out. Yeah?
I don't know. He's been pretty adamant that he's not going to opt out.
But if he pitches well and he's happy. Look at all the demons. Exercise the demons. Took that monkey. Here, take it. Put him on the show.
Okay, well, so, let me make fun of that. But
no, I'm just like, really?
But
like,
when you
might be content. The
when
team
you
likes
don't
him.
Play well in Boston,
yeah.
It is a miserable experience because we're a bunch of a-holes.
But look at this reaction today.
But when you win,
you're king.
And you experience winning here.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you tend to like it a whole hell of a lot more.
Yeah, and
the highs are higher, the lows are lower.
And the people you function with and travel with and play with and deal with every day are your teammates in that clubhouse. Did you hear that clubhouse when Cora was looking for him last night? Like, they like him. He must like them. But, I mean, you don't want to really live in a bubble. That's tough to live in a bubble. Because you can't go anywhere, you know? Drive your big truck, put the black tinted windows up, and kind of duck. Now you roll the windows down, man. Like, that's right, David Price right here. Me, guy got you in a World Series. He rides around with the windows down today. Today he can gloat.
Dan Shaughnessy's in Houston. He'll join us on the other side of these headlines.
Temperature.
Just 90 seconds.